is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Just Walk Right Back. That's Lex De Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Ronnie Aldridge and Just For You. I'm Eric O'Brien, and welcome to hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for this week. The week I'm on vacation, but we are still able to do bits like going on a road trip. So let's do that right now. Hang on. I just have to tell the computer how to do it. That's all. Yeah, there we go. Let's go on a road trip, shall we? We do this around the 50 states of the Union all year long, I guess, because we have 52 weeks in the program. Anyhow, never mind. So today, the highways are winding and the attractions are anything but ordinary in the Great Bay State of Massachusetts, where we're skipping the Freedom Trail and heading straight for the curious, the quirky, and just plain weird, of course, because we don't want anything usual. First of all, in Rockport, Massachusetts, the Paper House, yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a paper house built in the 1920s by a mechanical engineer by the name of Ellis F. Stenman. This entire house, walls, furniture, even the grand piano, are made entirely of layers of newspaper. We don't know which paper wall is load-bearing, however. Now, Somerville, Massachusetts has the world's smallest museum. Tucked in an old phone booth, this blink-and-you'll-miss-it museum has featured rotating exhibits like chewed gum sculptures and miniature Barbie political campaigns. It's kind of weird and wonderful, and it's likely smaller than your glove box in your car. I think that's pretty much every phone booth that was ever in. Well, anyhow, they don't exist very much anymore. In Boston is the giant milk bottle. Standing 40 feet tall next to the Boston Children's Museum, which in and of itself is a wonderful attraction, this retro roadside dairy relic was once an ice cream stand in Taunton. Now it's a photo op with sprinkles of nostalgia, and sadly, no, it does not dispense chocolate milk. Dedham, Massachusetts, probably appropriate for this, the Museum of Bad Art. Why showcase the masterpieces when you can honor the gloriously awful? The Museum of Bad Art, or MOBA as it's affectionately known, celebrates the art to be ignored. The curators call it art too bad to be ignored. And yes, it includes a portrait of Lucy from Peanuts that looks like it was drawn during an earthquake. How about that? The Western Massachusetts, the Quabbin Reservoir Ghost Towns. When four towns were intentionally flooded in the 1930s to create a reservoir for Boston, entire communities vanished underwater. Today, you can still find remnants, foundations, cemeteries, and even abandoned roads, ghostly echoes of a life once lived. That's kind of scary if you think about it. And then you have in Danvers, Massachusetts, you have the Danvers State Hospital tunnels. So if you're feeling brave, maybe around Halloween, head to the grounds of this former state insane asylum, as they called them, now partially converted into condos. Oh my goodness. So you could be there year round. Urban explorers have long been fascinated by the creepy tunnel system beneath the property. Paranormal bonus, some believe it inspired the Arkham Asylum in Batman lore. So there you go. So pack your weekender bag, fill up your tank. Massachusetts isn't just about colonial history, although that's a good part of it. But it has another side worth exploring. So we'll be back again next week with the state of Rhode Island, I believe. Meanwhile, welcome back to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's John Gregory with the theme from the TV show Welcome Back, Potter.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
Dragon, live by rings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy, Dick Baker and the orchestra there with Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast from the 1970s. Before that, it was Peter, Paul and Mary with Puff the Magic Dragon, Arthur Greenslade and For the Good Times, John Fox did Believe in Me, and John Gregory started that set with the theme from Welcome Back, Cotter, the 1970s show starring Gabe Kaplan and John Travolta, of all people. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Have time for one more in this half hour. Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy. Jeff Love and the orchestra there with The Last Waltz. Before that, we had Frank Chatsfield and Muskrat Love. And Frank Purcell was in there with Sir Duke. Last hour, I told you about the experience that a story that was based on an experience that my wife and I had not too long ago in a restaurant. And I'm doing this because we're on vacation right now, and to do current events news wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, right? So I told you about the family that went out and had Derek as their server, but we've decided to give Derek some equal time here, and he has written his response to their story called My Life as a Delusional Waiter. So here it goes. So I worked as a waiter once, not for long, just long enough to scar several families and get permanently banned from the chain's employee newsletter. It was one of those family restaurants, bright booths, laminated menus, a suspiciously sticky floor, no matter how many times we mopped it. Now, full disclosure, I wasn't actually off my meds, I just acted like it, because that's what the job required, or at least that's what I told myself after I completely butchered my first table's order. Two chicken tenders and a Caesar salad, they said. I brought them a grilled cheese, a bowl of pickles, and a candle. Not a lit candle, just a candle. Every time I picked up a dish from the table, I'd let out a noise like I was diffusing a bomb. It was like, shh, okay, steady, easy now. If this coleslaw jiggles, we all go down. Kids loved me, adults not so much. There was this one moment I'll never forget where I walked past a birthday table, tripped slightly, and screamed, "Who put gravity here?" Not one soul laughed, except the toddler. He applauded me. Now, for some reason, I had developed a habit of narrating my own movements like a golf commentator. And he's approaching the soup. It's French onion. There's danger here. Oh, and he's done it. He's delivered it directly to the wrong person. And yes, I said borderline inappropriate things as well. Someone ordered the meat lovers special, and I replied without thinking, "Oh, somebody's feeling naughty tonight." I got a raised eyebrow from Grandma. Well, that's fair, I guess. But here's the thing. No matter how off-kilter the service got, I had a sign-off, a perfectly rehearsed farewell I'd give each table as they paid and left. I'd stand at attention, bring one hand over my heart, and deliver this like I was auditioning for Broadway. Thank you for your patience, your forgiveness, and your gastrointestinal bravery. You could have eaten anywhere, but tonight you chose chaos. Godspeed, diners. Then I'd salute. Most people just stared. One guy clapped, and one lady gave me a church pamphlet. I was let go after five shifts. Not fired, they just gently escorted me into the parking lot and changed the code on the back door. But hey, some legends aren't meant to last. Some just serve chaos with a side of ranch. Yeah, so there's his story. There's Derek's side of the story anyway. And so stay weird, tip your servers, and if your waiter makes bird noises while removing your plate, maybe just roll with it. He might just be doing his best. That's just a word of advice from me. Meanwhile, at least he's not making a big noise from Winnetka. Here's Henry Mancini on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
give my heart to someone new. They just turn it blue, but this time is my time, and my time is all the time I have to be with you.
Summer's here, and the time is right for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Acevedo before that and Dreaming, the Baja Marimba Band with Baja Nights, Ferrani and Teicher with Nadia's Theme, Julie London, Nice to Be With You, and Henry Mancini with Big Noise from Winnetka. We have time for one quick one here. Let's see if I know how to use this. was Herb Alpert with Green Peppers. We've come to the end of another program of smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-06.
Yeah, they're all.